Accused, M, born in Ingolstadt, aged 19, gypsy half-caste. Verdict of November 11, 1942, Special Court 3 at Regional Court Munich. In sentencing the accused, the fact that he had grown up under unfavorable social conditions weighed in his favor. As a gypsy half-caste, vagrancy and asociability obviously run in his blood. The accused comes across as young, immature and mischievous. At a time when most of his contemporaries are absolving military service or laboring in the armament factories, the defendant has sinned grievously against the people's community. Furthermore, the accused is a racially inferior individual by birth. Protection of the people's community takes first priority in the present case. Given these considerations, by way of atonement and deterrent, the court has deemed it necessary to impose the severest punishment prescribed by law, namely the death penalty.
Inquiry from Public Attorney's Office Munich 1, addressed to the father of the condemned man, November 30th, 1942. As prescribed by law, I must inquire of you whether, should the Reich Minister of Justice choose not to make use of his power of pardon, you wish to receive the body of the condemned for simple interment devoid of all ceremony at your own cost and, in case of affirmation, whether you intend to convey the body away from the place of execution. The body would be put at your disposal at police headquarters, Munich. I would request you to give me an answer either in writing or orally by December 6th, 1942 at the latest. Rejection of petition for mercy, March 26th, 1943. By edict of March 18th, 1943, the Reich Minister of Justice has decided to waive his power of pardon and allow justice to take its course so that the sentence of death be carried out today at 5 p.m. in Munich Stadelheim prison. The condemned man has been advised to set his affairs in order. He has made no statement.
Official report of the execution, pre-printed form. Physical and visual access to the execution room was barred to all who were not directly involved. Concealed by a black curtain, the guillotine had been set up, ready for use. At 5:02 p.m., the condemned man was brought in by two prison officers. He was calm and composed. Between his being handed over to the executioner and the fall of the blade, 8 seconds elapsed. From the time of the prisoner's leaving his cell, the entire execution, which went off without event, lasted approximately 43 seconds. After being removed from the guillotine, the body and head of the condemned man were put into a waiting coffin and handed over to the Munich Stadelheim prison administration to be taken to the Perlacher Forst Cemetery.
March 27, 1943. 410 red posters are put up in Munich. Public announcement. M, born January 23, 1924, and sentenced to death by special court in Munich as a public enemy, was executed. He had committed numerous burglaries in weekend houses in and around Munich. March 26, 1943, Munich. Senior Public Attorney, Munich 1.